This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 15 years ago, Google had been an actual incorporated company for just over 2 years. Mark Zuckerberg, of Facebook fame to come, was 15 years old. And AOL Time Warner, on the 10th of January, 2000, 15 years ago tomorrow, announced the biggest and still the most cursed corporate merger in the history of corporate anything. At one point, AOL Time Warner, as it became known, lost nearly $100 billion in a single year. Sally Herships has this post-mortem.
I'm not even going to bother to be polite about this merger.
Pretty much everything went horribly wrong with that deal.
Kevin Warbeck teaches legal studies and business ethics at Wharton. He says, at the time, right before the dot-com bubble burst, everyone was telling Time Warner it needed an in to this new internet media world. And the easiest way to do that would be by merging with a company that already got it. Here's some news clips from 2000.
The merger of the number one internet company with a number one media company will bring together the best of both worlds.
I did it with as much or more excitement and enthusiasm as I did on that night when I first made love some 42 years ago.
We are the missing piece of each other's puzzle.
Warbeck says the idea was that Time Warner's content plus AOL's distribution network would somehow be more powerful together.
It's ironic in some ways because Time Warner was really the desperate party that wanted to do this deal because they wanted to get access to this sexy go-go internet.com magic. But in hindsight, AOL was the company that was about to fall off a cliff.
And one man figured that out. Alec Klein is author of Stealing Time, Steve Case, Jerry Levin, and the Collapse of AOL Time Warner. At the time, he was a reporter investigating the company.
But the problem is that AOL was not doing as well as it seemed.
Klein found out AOL was improperly inflating its ad revenue. Dial-up modems were on their way out, broadband on its way in. And things did not go well from there.
They were, after our investigation, were investigated by the Justice Department, the Securities and Exchange Commission. People were fired.
And the people were yet another part of the merger problem.
Oh, absolutely. I think culture is usually to blame when these things go horribly wrong.
Rita McGrath teaches strategy and innovation at Columbia Business School. She says, think about why one company buys another.
In this day and age, most of the time you're not buying the assets or the physical things. You're really buying the talent and the goodwill and the engagement of the people.
McGrath says the anxiety and excitement about the digital economy then is similar to what it is today. The future is coming, but still no one knows just what it will be. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.